this is Erin Johnson.
And I'm Cara Marinucci. Together, we offer workshops and training on music, meditation, expressive arts, and mind-body approaches. Today, our focus is choosing your life soundtrack. Many people enjoy music and often listen to music that matches their mood. We wanted to share with you how you may be more intentional in creating music playlists that support your goals as well as your mood.
Matthew Cantello, in his book, Communing with Music, writes, "The experience of powerful music can invite a cool, expansive flow of inspiration, like a breath of fresh air. Used skillfully, the unique experience of music can wake us up, to revitalize, invigorate, and energize us."
Absolutely. We find this happens all the time with people we work with.
Yes. And he goes on to say that the very act of being fully present with any piece of music can lead us from our muddled thoughts and concerns to a path of greater awareness of ourselves and the world around us.
Definitely. And in this way, it can be experienced like meditation. And sometimes I suggest that people who feel they can't meditate try this process of being present, fully present with a piece of music, and then try other forms of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've worked with several people who said that listening to music as meditation was the way that they could learn how to not have their worried thoughts take over.
I agree. I find this all the time with people.
Mm-hmm.
That we've been brought up with music, most of us. And so being that fully present with especially some of your favorite pieces of music, the ones that provide that soundtrack for your life,
mm-hmm.
is a great way of deepening into something that's approaching meditation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's try this now. Find a quiet place where you can sit comfortably for a few minutes. And if you're in a place that you can do so, you may want to close your eyes and bring awareness to your breath. As thoughts arise, allow them to arise and fall away. And bring awareness to this piece of music, noticing the moment-to-moment unfolding of the music. If you find yourself thinking of something else or analyzing the music, just return again to simply listening. So take this time to just be present. And as the music fades, bring awareness to silence. And then slowly bring yourself back to an awareness of your surroundings. And when you're ready, gently opening your eyes. So what did you notice in that short experience with the music? Were you able to be present with the music, noticing how it unfolded? Or did you find yourself distracted by thoughts or judgments? As with meditation, just see it as all practice and let go of expectations about how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, that's right. It does take practice to let go of our judging mind or our monkey mind or all those thoughts chattering away. And music can help, and many people find this piece of music uplifting, even expansive. It may evoke feelings of joy or awe, and even visual images of wide open vistas. And if you didn't hear that, that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
There's likely another piece of music that can bring those sort of images for you, possibly from your own collection.
Absolutely. And that's a nice lead-in to our wanting to share with you how to create music playlists that can be a soundtrack of what you want to create in your life. Mm-hmm. Think for a moment about movies that you have seen. They all have a soundtrack that fits the theme or mood of the movie. In the same way, you can create a music playlist for goals that you have, like improving assertiveness or reducing worry or finding that creative inspiration.
Mm. And the easiest way to do this is to listen with awareness to some of your favorite pieces of music that you have already and take notes about how each song makes you feel. Does it make you feel happy, sad, energized, calm? And once you have at least 20 to 30 minutes of music, create a playlist in iTunes or put the pieces on a CD. Name the playlist according to the goal you're working on. And listen to your playlist every day for 2 weeks and take notes on ideas, action steps, and progress towards your goal. The soundtrack can support and encourage you towards that goal.
Absolutely. And you can use this process to create a number of playlists that support what you want to focus on. It's also good to have a few that are for relaxing your mind and body, as it's so important for us to also be able to relax and rest and have fun as we're working on our goals.
Most definitely. So think about that music being right there for you, just like a friend or a coach who can support you in all of that work that you're doing.
That's a really nice suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for more ideas on creating playlists with music, you can check out Matthew Cantello's book, Communing with Music. You can also visit our website at www.integrativemusicinstitute.com and sign up for our newsletter. And we also just want to acknowledge that the music we used today was from Michael Hoppe. That's H-O-P-P-E. He has a lot of wonderful music that has that sort of evocative feel to it.
And that was called This Majestic Land. And we hope you have fun creating those playlists. Until next time, be well.